Australian doctors say they haven't been issued enough safety equipment to deal with the pandemic. The Australian Medical Association is holding its national conference in Melbourne this weekend, and many doctors have expressed concern that the state and federal governments aren't giving them all the drugs and equipment they need to cope with the outbreak. Samantha Donovan reports.
At the President's cocktail party at the Australian Medical Association's national conference, the mingling medicos weren't taking any chances with swine flu.
We've issued alcoholic hand rub, a personal one for each of the doctors at the conference. If someone coughs on their hand, then takes a hand and shakes someone else's hand, and then that person puts their hand to their mouth, there's a real risk of transmitting what's on the saliva of the cough to another person's hand.
And the last thing you'd want is an outbreak of swine flu at the AMA conference.
Well, I think there'd be a lot of patients missing out on important care if it did happen.
Dr. Harry Hemley was elected president of the Victorian AMA this week. He's a GP in Northcote, one of the northern Melbourne suburbs that's been hard hit by swine flu.
It's been very busy. We've got lots of people coming in with concerns regarding swine flu and every other kind of flu you can mention. There is some panic occurring, which is really unwarranted and uncalled for.
Dr. Hemley says a shortage of protective equipment is one of the main problems doctors are worried about.
Everybody's running out of the P2 masks, which are essential for the prevention of transmission of the viral particles. We have been giving them to patients as well, but we're running out of them, and so we've started to limit giving them to the patients. The other thing is gowns. Gloves we can get plenty of, but we need gowns and we need P2 masks in particular.
Perth GP Rosanna Capalingua is the outgoing federal president of the AMA. She raised the shortage of protective gear with the federal health minister Nicola Roxon yesterday.
We've been making a call for masks and gowns, and the doctors need to wear goggles and gloves when they're taking swabs from patients. Otherwise, we know that the virus transfers very readily. By now, particularly in Victoria, a lot of those stocks will have been used up. They need protective equipment now. Otherwise, we're going to see a significant number of doctors getting sick as well. I'm certain that the minister took that on board. She agreed that she would certainly pursue that, and she suggested to us that she would ensure that the appropriate equipment would be released to doctors.
Dr. Capalingua is also concerned that doctors and their staff haven't yet been given access to antiviral drugs for their own use.
Part of the stockpile is meant to protect the health workers as well, so we will continue to ask that question till we get an answer to that one.
The outgoing federal president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Rosanna Capalingua, ending Samantha Donovan's report.